step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Bird Show.
We're going to talk to Jennifer now. No voice disguiser, because, I mean, why need a voice disguiser? She looks great in all the pictures that are out there. She didn't have to hide her identity. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Share your fascinating story with us.
Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. So I'm really angry at my husband. We went to Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It was a great trip, like a perfect trip. And we get back and, of course, posted pictures on Facebook.
Right.
But in his set, he photoshopped my body to look skinnier.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so did now, on people's walls, there are photos back to back of me where I'm clearly skinnier in his set.
Oh, my God.
Did he tell you he was going to do it?
No, he didn't. And it's totally embarrassing.
Have you had any...
That's not cool.
Discussion with him about it, or?
Yeah, I'm furious. I told him that was completely humiliating, and he said it totally wasn't a big deal, and I was completely overreacting. But people have started posting comments underneath the pictures saying, wow, looks like you lost a couple pounds in a matter of hours.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, no. Well, can you get him to pull him down?
I just don't understand why he would do it.
He didn't give you an explanation?
No, he said he touched himself up, that it wasn't a big deal. But, I mean, there's a huge difference.
What he does for a living? Like, is he a photographer or a graphic artist?
No, he's a computer programmer.
Now, is there a chance? because, and I'm doing the male perspective here because I'm just saying what guys like to do, like when I get new software, regardless of what it is, right? Mm-hmm. I like to play with it. So maybe he got new photo editing software and he just wanted to. I mean, it was different than what I did because I gave like Jessica and I both black eyes and threatened to post them on Facebook that so people would think we were in a bad marriage. But like I have done that on photo, like I've changed hair color, like just different color eyes, random stuff.
Well, that's on Photoshop. You're not posting them anywhere for anybody to see your creative work on your new software.
Yeah, and Photoshop's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but like new versions or you get it or whatever. So maybe he was,
right.
This was like my ass and my legs. I think it's a little different.
Jennifer, are you feeling like he's got more issues with your body than you thought?
Absolutely. Obviously, he thinks I'm too heavy or whatever.
To share with his friends.
Yeah, but I mean, I had already posted the pictures. So now, literally, on people's walls, they're back to back.
I just don't get if he was embarrassed. Why would he even post the pictures in the first place?
Because
at least tell me not to post mine. Same time.
So the delay is. Are there any situations where the pictures are identical? Like it's the same exact picture.
Same bikini. Obviously, the same day.
So when you've updated it, basically, for those who don't do Facebook, so when you've updated your photos and he's updated his, like if I'm friends with both of you, I go to my Facebook page and they are stacked one on top of the other.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And you can see.
Exactly.
You can see it's like a before and after picture.
Right. And people are making fun of me. I mean, obviously close friends are being as kind as possible, but I mean, I find this completely humiliating and that obviously he does have a problem with my body.
Okay. Before we start, you know, talking about how you're going to talk to your husband and what the process is, what would prevent you from perhaps just taking your pictures down and enjoying the better version of you that he has created?
Well, first of all, that makes me think that the better version is his version, which is not really me. You know, also he thinks that I'm being completely crazy.
Well, I don't think you're being completely crazy at all. I'm surprised he's that defensive about it.
But if you,
I think if he did it and it was a mistake and he didn't know you were posting yours and it was sort of a mix up in communication, I would think he'd be doubled over to himself apologizing and then taking him down.
Well,
I'm just surprised he's defensive.
Our phone number is 404-741-Q100, and your phone calls are always welcome.
But I'm just mad from
the guy's point of view, asking women, like, why wouldn't you want the better pictures out there?
No, not unless you did it yourself. If it's something I did myself, if it's a bikini picture I did myself, and maybe I make my thighs a little thinner or whatever. If I do it myself, it's one thing. But for your guy to do it for you, it's a reflection of how they feel about your body.
Right.
There's something embarrassing that they don't want to share with their friends or their family about your body. And this is her husband.
Moving past.
The man who's supposed to love her the most.
Are you obligated to? I mean, do you really believe what you're saying?
I'm just throwing it out there. Moving past the fact that he did it. Like, let's separate the two issues. We're gonna address the conversation.
What I'm saying is, it's not that he did it; it's his defensive reaction to it, and not apologizing for it and trying to fix it. I mean,
okay, but let's address that in a second.
Okay.
Initially, why wouldn't you guys, if you were in her situation, just take your pictures down and let the better looking you live on the internet?
Well, she might think the normal pictures are her. She's fine with her body. She doesn't have a problem with the way she looks.
You're assuming the better looking is the one that he photoshopped.
And she doesn't have a problem with the original pictures.
Hey, Melissa, welcome to the Burt Show. Sorry, go ahead, Melissa.
Hi. No, I was saying, I know this is going to sound a little outrageous, but what she should do is take a before and after photo of his penis and do the same thing.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I don't know if you need to go that far.
And Photoshop it? Hey, listen to Jennifer. She's laughing.
I do think posting a really bad picture of him on Facebook and being like, oh, what do you mean?
He didn't post bad pictures.
Well, he posts not true pictures.
No, it's not. He posted good pictures.
Why are you defending
him?
They're
not good. She thinks she looks good right now. Her body looks fine.
Jennifer,
right now.
Do you think you look better in the pictures that he altered?
No, I am absolutely fine with my body, and I'm offended that he isn't.
Hey, Maria, welcome to the Burt Show.
Me too.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm kind of on his side about it. I think if he would have put him on there normal, she would have been mad, thinking... She didn't like them, so he posted them. She should be happy.
No, she posted the original pictures, though. Like, she already posted them at the same time. She wasn't embarrassed.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, she's not embarrassed at the original pictures at all.
Hey, women have their hearts set on revenge. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. I think that she should Photoshop him with a beer belly.
Yes. Awesome. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
do it.
Well, that is embarrassing him in front of people or whatever. And the issue is that she's offended that he altered her to look, you know, like the way he wanted her to look rather than the way she looks. It's offensive.
Well, I was hurtful.
If you put like his head on like a model's body, like a Calvin Klein model's body,
in the same vacation picture?
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, do you have any friends who could do Photoshop stuff? Because
I certainly do, but I mean, the whole point was we're married, and I didn't think we were supposed to do that kind of stuff to each other.
Mm-hmm. It's much more fun to talk about, though.
What are, how have the conversations you've had with him so far gone?
He totally thinks that this is not a big deal, and that he touched himself up too, and that, you know, he made me look good, and that I just really, I'm being totally ridiculous and self-conscious. And, you know, I mean, women's bodies, we're so sensitive, and he knows I'm sensitive. And I'm just embarrassed in front of my friends and family. And, you know, I just really wish he would have apologized instead of just defending it and saying it wasn't a big deal.
So which route are you going with, like silent treatment right now or what?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the route I would go in this situation, too, because you've already approached him about it. He didn't apologize. He defended himself. So what are you left to?
Right.
Hey,
silent.
Did she address it on Facebook via status message or comments or anything?
No.
What are we going to say?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I certainly wouldn't be cooking him dinner.
Hey, she needs to be thinned out anyways in the pictures, she might want to be considering...
Pot.
Having dinner.
You're black.
Hey,
zip it there,
Brandon,
kettle.
Did you hear that?
Well, he's just
Christopher, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
I was just going to say, my wife, I'm a professional graphic designer. I would never do that to my wife. Because that just creates a doubt in her mind that every time she looks at me, single time, then it would just have this uneasiness where she would just think that I'm not satisfied with her or I'm not happy with her. And after a while, it'll just eat at her and eat at her. Mm-hmm. There's just, it'll just really, it'll, it can potentially really damage a relationship.
Yeah, smart man.
Because you start to think that he's photoshopping you every time he looks at you in his mind.
Well, and mentally.
Right. It just creates a fantasy that's not just not true. And for him, living a fantasy with in your relationship is just not healthy.
Hey, Christopher, can we put you on hold and get your information? Because I have an idea and we may need to use your graphic design skills.
Sure.
All right, hold on.
Cool.
What's your idea?
Well, is it some sort of revenge?
Yeah. Jennifer, I think we have to come up. I think you have to go after, you have to say something to your husband tonight. Like, you have to insist that he takes them down and he apologizes to you and he removes them or something. We'll figure it out. If he doesn't, then I think you send us a picture of him and we send it to Christopher and have him manipulate it.
Yes.
Done. Good
okay.
idea.
Love it. She's on board.
So what do you need to get from him tonight in order for us to make this all go away? Just an apology? Do you want him to remove the pictures? Do you?
I want an apology and I want him to remove the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Does the apology have to be?
A genuine apology, yeah. Right?
That might include, I don't know, say a gift.
Ha ha.
So he doesn't have to, does he have to publicly apologize, like on Facebook, or just
no,
to you?
No, I don't want to make a bigger stink of this publicly than it already has become. Okay. You know, I just want him to tell me that he didn't mean it and that he likes me the way I look and, you know, get rid of them.
And you can't tell him that the reason you want the apology is because we're going to torture him if he doesn't do it.
No.
Okay. No, because you don't tell him, because she really kind of wants the torture, I think. And I doubt he's going to give an authentic apology, because if he was going to, he already would have. He doesn't feel bad about it.
I understand where he's coming from. I don't necessarily agree with it, but the...
Have you photoshopped Jessica?
Uh-uh. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, black eyes and changing hair color and stuff.
But you wouldn't dare make her skinnier and post them on Facebook. Exactly.
Make myself skinnier. I'm not going to focus on her. Oh. Anybody's going to look better in our vacation photo, it's going to be me. Come on, Wendy. All right, Jennifer, so you approach him however you want tonight, but you have to join us again tomorrow and tell us how satisfied you are at his response, and if it's not... if it's not satisfactory to you, then we will use our graphic designer resources, and you can send us some pictures, and we'll brainstorm a way to Photoshop him.
All right, that's a deal.
All right, cool. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
She's
gonna
mad.
Be fun. I know. She's saying, I'd be
too.
It's gonna be real fun.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, Lisa, you know, we don't have $1,000 for you, but we do have another gift.
Mm-hmm.
And that
really?
Yeah, her name is Joanna.
Hi.
Because Joanna said that you know, when she got engaged, she said that she would like to take advantage of the VIP access that being a member of the Bird Show gives you. And she would like to stroll into Filene's basement hours before anyone else to select her perfect wedding gown at an incredibly cheap, you know, inexpensive price.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $9,000 wedding gown you could have for $500-$600.
Correct.
You know, there's discounts are up to 95%.
Mm-hmm. And designer dresses.
And I said this the other day. I'm pretty sure that I heard Jason in the background saying, "Who are you calling?" as he was proposing. Because she was trying to get a hold of one of us to see how she could make that happen.
Right.
So we said, you know what? Because we're a loving bunch and we're a family.
Right.
We
take
care of each other. We said, Joanna, we love you.
Very dysfunctional.
We will
family.
Help you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will help you get into Filene's early, no problem. But we each get to pick one thing for you to do every day this week, and if you accomplish those tasks, then you're in.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing that was going to happen. You know, that when I asked you if I could, that there wasn't going to be some kind of repercussion.
And you've been with us how long? And you
I know. I'm still learning. I'm still new.
Right.
And
I'm just catching up this week because it's my first day in this week and feeling better.
What did you have to do the first couple days?
So yesterday I had to post a picture of myself within the first 60 seconds of waking up in the morning before. Mm-hmm.
Which is really, really funny. It's a great picture. I'm sorry.
I heard you thought I was in a gang.
You look mad. Yeah. You look mad like you're in a gang. Like, yo, what's up? Don't mess with me.
We all looked mad when we woke up and found the camera sitting on our nightstand and remembered why we were taking it.
Yeah, that was a while ago for us, though.
But they're still in the Google hemisphere, so.
Shh. Don't remind people of that, Wendell.
So I
reminded everybody the other day.
Blame me. Why? End of the best. Whatever.
So on Monday, we told Joanna that she had to take that picture. On Tuesday, she did it, and she came in. And it's as good looking as that picture can be.
Right. And we're only asking her to do things that we've done ourselves. So we're not asking her to do anything that we haven't done. And I think that, you know, a caller who still thinks on Wednesday that it is not daylight savings time, I think it's hilarious. And it's a great opening act for what you have to do today, which is 3 minutes of original comedy, which is something that I had to do. I lost a bet and had to do that. So today is your day to shine as a comedian on stage.
And mind you, I had to go straight to my other job after work yesterday. So I, collaborated with some customers, mm-hmm. and I figured I'd use that time to kind of use my, practice my stand-up with customers at work yesterday.
And you're a bartender.
Yes, I'm a bartender.
Did they laugh?
I didn't make a lot of money yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
We'll work,
the more
we'll
they drank, the funnier you were.
Yes. Yeah. So it was like, have another Jaeger bomb.
We'll work for jokes. No tips, just need jokes.
Just jokes.
So, and here's, I'll tell you this, not to diminish your confidence or anything like that, but when the email first went out, I said tomorrow Joanna's going to do 5 minutes worth of comedy.
Five? That is three.
It's three. Tracy and Bert both responded with, I think five's really, really long. Because I made a mistake, typed the wrong number.
Oh.
Like, yeah, five is wait, nobody will be listening at the end of five.
Oh.
So, but I,
that's their confidence in you.
I don't believe that.
So can we cut it down to two?
No, three. No. All right, so are you ready?
Yes.
All right, who's going to do the counter?
We should have made sure that Jamie at the punchline was listening. What if he's hiring?
I'm telling you, Joanna, this could be the start of a new career. This could not be bad. I have full confidence you're going to do great.
Saturday Night Live is going to be calling next.
They already have, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to the Bert Show this evening. I hope you're enjoying all your drinks and waiters and waitresses. Don't forget to tip them in your opening act. Let's give it up one more time. Give it up for Lisa, who doesn't know when the time changes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, taking the stage right now, it's Joanna Rodriguez all the way from Southern Mexico.
So how's everybody doing today? I hope you're all doing well. Well, in case you didn't know, my name is Joanna Rodriguez. I'm from Uruguay. Uruguay is how we say it in from where I'm from. For some of you who don't know where Uruguay is, it's in South America, not in Mexico. It's not near Cancun or Cabo, as some people might think. Keep heading south. You might hit it eventually.
Heckler.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, even though my family is from South America, and it wasn't too bad living down here, and I don't look Hispanic. If you look at me, I don't look Spanish, which is great for me, because I get a little insider as to what white people are saying about Hispanics, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to educate my Hispanic people out there, mis amigos, and let you know what white people are saying about you. First off, let's take the country flag off the back of your car, because it's not car decoration. So let's go ahead and take it down. Secondly, Maria is a beautiful name, but not for every single daughter. Jesus or Jesus is not a good son name either. So just so you know. And most importantly, mommy and papi is not a nickname for all of your family members. But in all seriousness, I loved growing up down here, and I love being able to reconnect with all my friends that I went to school with on Facebook. Facebook is awesome. I love finding out who's got married, who had kids, who went to jail. I just love catching up. However, I would appreciate it if you didn't do to me on Facebook things that you wouldn't normally do to me in person, right? So don't fart on me. Don't poke me. And don't send me teddy bears. You wouldn't do that. You would not do that in person, okay? So, and then speaking of good friends, my best friend sent me a picture, a text pic, right? And it was a picture of a bunch of plastic alligator heads. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where are you? How do you have pictures of plastic alligators or heads? Are you an alligator farm? She says, no, I'm at the gas station. So I'm realizing, have you noticed the random stuff that they sell in gas stations? When was the last time you went up to the gas attendant and said, can I get 30 on pump number 2, a samurai sword, the snow globe, and 2 lottery tickets?
Is it 3 minutes? Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Good job, everybody!
Yeah! Good job!
Good
job!
You did that was good.
That was really
that
good.
Was, I was so nervous.
You, look at you.
And that was like, that was original material. Yeah. Like, for sure, original material. Good for you.
Well,
good
I did. Job. My girlfriend did help me out some. She's really funny. I love her. Her name's Jacqueline. I'm going to give her a little shout out.
Nicely done.
Awesome. Good, Joanna. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, great job.
Thanks.
You're working your way into filings early, girl. You're working your way in.
All right, your mission number 3 will be assigned by Jen Hobby, only because we don't know if she'll be with us tomorrow.
That's true. Like living, having a heartbeat. Right. Whatever lungs is on the floor, please don't step on it.
Exactly. Well, we all
Joanna's
are like...
the comedian.
I'm sorry.
Carter.
I'm sorry.
I'm the funny one.
Shush.
We all are your Bird Show family. You know, we treat you like a sibling. You know, half the time you love us and half the time you hate us. And that's just how it goes with family.
It's not half and half. It's more like 80.
Right. Well, we've recruited your real family to help us with this next challenge.
Oh, no.
You ready for this? Okay. You have 2 brothers.
Yes.
And your 2 brothers get to select 2 childhood photos of you that we get to share with the entire Burt Show community.
Are you serious?
Yes. So you got to call your brothers today, have them go through your mom's old photo albums of you as a kid, and they get to pick out the most embarrassing photos of Joanna and share them with everyone.
Oh, no. This is going to be terrible.
And we solicited your siblings because we know your brothers. We've talked to them on the air before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we know that they won't be kind.
No, they won't.
So, yeah. So, you know those pictures that mom always likes to break out and show to, like, your boyfriends when they come over?
Yeah.
You at age 2 taking a bath in the kitchen sink or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff, like your cheesy
goofy Halloween costume or something when you're 5. Uh-huh,
the worst picture ever of you from high school. Yeah. Those.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So cool. I can't wait to see what they pick.
Easier. No. Oh, thanks.
But that's, you know what? That's 3 or 4. You've only got 1 more after that. So good job.
Thank you.
Good job,
Joanna.
You're on The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
To celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we have to go back into the Burt Show archives.
Oh my God, this is great.
And we'll put we'll find there's so a video fun. That goes along with this, mm-hmm. but I think it's from Alabama, is that right?
I believe so. It's a local news story.
A news story in Alabama?
Oh.
Seriously, somebody
I
called
love this.
Somebody called the news station and said, "You got to come out to my neighborhood because my neighbor has a leprechaun in his tree." And the news station covered it.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Don't get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
That's what I'm going to be saying at Fido today. Where the gold at?
I want the gold. I got to ask Tracy, but have we ever tried to track down that reporter, Brian Johnson?
I don't know.
Here, Bird Show.
Tracy is getting Jennifer on the line with us. Jennifer is the woman who joined us yesterday. Do we have a recap of Jennifer, Natalie? Jennifer joined us yesterday to tell us about a little issue she was having with her husband.
I'm really angry at my husband. We went to Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And we get back and, of course, posted pictures on Facebook.
Right.
But in his set, he photoshopped my body to look skinnier.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so did now, he tell you? On people's walls, there are photos back to back of me where I'm clearly skinnier in his set.
Oh, my God.
Did he tell you he was going to do it?
No, he didn't. And it's totally embarrassing.
So Jennifer was on with us telling us that story, and the end of that was that she was going to approach him last night, right, and tell him that she was upset by it and say, look, unless you can fix it somehow, unless you give me a sincere apology, I'm going to have pictures of you photoshopped. And we offered to use the radio station and the Bird Show and our resources, so we have some people who do graphic design. Is that graphic designer probably? Photo editors, whatever. We have some people who do stuff like that for us, and then we've had listeners called up and said, hey, we do this, so we'll help you. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So we left things yesterday with you. You were going to have a summit. You were going to sit down with your husband. You were going to sort it all out, and you were going to milk some big fancy gifts out of this or a vacation or something.
Yes, I did.
And how'd it go?
It went well, you know. I did talk to him. I told him I felt really, really bad that this was about my body and it hurt my feelings. I even told him I went on the radio and talked about it.
Ooh, what is that?
I thought you weren't going to do that.
No, I did. I did.
Use that as little ammo?
Exactly. And he's actually, as soon as he heard that, he said fine. He'd take them down because people kind of know who he is and he doesn't want to be embarrassed, of course.
So did you give him the threat of photoshopping the...
I didn't go as far as that, but I did tell him that, you know, I had spoken openly about it on the radio and that, you know, I really felt I deserved an apology and people seemed to agree.
So are the pictures at this point down?
Oh, they're down.
And did you get your apology?
I got my apology and I'm getting a bracelet this weekend.
Nice. So you got your apology and jewelry and the pictures are down?
Yes.
See, the only thing with the jewelry part of it, like when it comes from a mistake, won't you be reminded of this incident every time you put on that bracelet?
That's a good point.
I would be.
I don't think so. I really like jewelry.
So you're like, you don't I'll care. Get over it real quick. But you know what I'm saying? Like when people give, like when, you know, men or women give those like forgiveness gifts, or what are they called? There's some word for him. Remember when Kobe...
I think it's a Kobe Bryant gift now.
Yeah, now it's Kobe called like Bryant. A Kobe gift. But when he gave his wife that ring or whatever, I'm like, every time you look at that, you're going to be thinking of why he had to give it to you.
Now, you know what? Now, when you said it so matter of... This is going to go in a different direction, but I guess that's okay because this is this has wrapped itself up in a nice little bow. But it's going to take us in a different direction.
Okay.
Are there... And I'm not going to, if there's somebody in this room, I'm not going to judge you.
No, you will.
Yeah, you're right. But is there situations where women will manipulate their man into getting them jewelry? Like, at what point did you decide, Jennifer, that you were going to cash in for that bracelet?
Well, I mean, it was really more about he asked me if there was anything he could do to make up for it, and I kind of felt like there was.
You're like, well, in fact...
Now, why didn't you simply say, you know what, your apology and the removal of the pictures is enough?
Well, I guess I just figured, you know, he had embarrassed me, and I guess I could get something out of
pain
it.
Pain and suffering.
Pain and suffering.
What's
pain
it called?
And suffering, what
exactly. Yeah, punitive damages.
Yes.
Right, now we're in Law and Order. All right, Jennifer, congratulations on your bracelet.
Thank you.
And our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. What we want to do, what I would like to do, is have women, we'll voice disguise you. Yeah. You don't have to use your real name. But what did you...
How did you manipulate your man?
Blackmail. Yeah. What did you squeeze out of your man intentionally? Like, maybe you made... You know what? What if these pictures weren't that big of a deal to Jennifer, but then she saw, because she was cool about it yesterday, she's cool about it today, but she saw the direction that conversation was going
she
in.
She saw
and
the
she's
opportunity,
like,
right?
I can cash in on this.
She got a green light.
404-741-Q100. Women, now is your chance to brag. What did you manipulate out of your man in terms of an apology gift or I'm so hurt gift? Oh, this feels so bad. You screwed up. Give me, give me, give me.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Wendy told you in the past couple entertainment buzzes, and it's even sad that this is an entertainment news story.
I know. Ugh, it's just disgusting.
About this Riel, what's her last name? Jen?
Hunter.
Hunter. Riel Hunter woman.
She's the other woman.
She's the other woman in John Edwards' marriage. John Edwards is the politician who...
he ran for president. And, of course, his wife, Elizabeth Edwards, battling cancer.
Right.
And, you know, they've been in the news because Riel Hunter had a child. And John Edwards denied that that was his child. And then finally came forward and said, yes, it is my child. And then GQ Magazine did an interview with Riel Hunter. And it came out yesterday. And, God, what a witch.
One of the things, and what we want to focus on here, and our telephone number is 404-741-Q100, but one of the things that Riel Hunter said in the interview is that in order to hide their relationship and in order to hide their affair, she, Riel, purchased for John Edwards a cell phone that is identical to the one he normally carries. So there's two identical cell phones. She would be the only one to contact him on one number. And then the other, you know, is all his other running for president business, his wife, everybody else would contact him on that. That's what they use to hide their affair.
Ugh.
If I remember correctly, Tiger Woods did something similar.
Did he?
I think. Yeah, I think. Didn't he have the names stored under different names in his phone?
I think so.
Yes. And it's,
But then Elon, didn't she go through all the numbers and just basically call all the numbers that he had been texting?
Yeah, our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. If you have experience in this area as a public service to other couples, what should people be looking for in order to bust their partner having an affair?
Yeah, like for the people like Elizabeth Edwards, what should she have been looking for in order to see what was going on?
I think one of the first calls that we'll probably get, because I think I remember us getting it before, but if you look at, if you use your partner's phone for some reason and there's zero messages in there, like all the old calls,
everything's done.
If there's a weird habit of deleting, like I can't remember the last time that I deleted something from my phone, like, a
text
phone
message.
Number, you know, like I'll delete text messages and stuff as I read
them. Yeah, I do just text messages just because my text messages are almost like a to-do list.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and once I've responded or whatever, I just go ahead and delete it. So,
but to go in there and delete like a called number or something,
yeah,
like
I
would
do
never
that.
Do that.
No, my call history and stuff, no.
Mm-mm. Voice disguiser for Linda. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Fine.
What's going on?
I would make a separate email account. Like a separate address, like on Yahoo or Hotmail. Something that my husband wouldn't know.
I remember that, you know, and that's, I mean, that's easy. It seems obvious, one of the first steps. But Bert.
How do you bust the other email address, though? You know what I mean? Like, how would you look for it?
The history on computers, though.
Maybe.
Can you go through that? Or there's like spyware programs you can put on computers now. Passwords.
I remember, I think it was Bert who either read something or knows somebody who did this. But, you know, the blogging platforms like WordPress and Blogger and all that?
Yeah.
The couple who is having the affair created a blog that they never published.
Yeah, and it was drafts, and they would do drafts. Or they could each into the account and see the drafts.
So if I'm if I'm having a relationship with Melissa and we don't want anyone to know about it,
Don't tell anybody.
Which wouldn't happen, because if I'm having a relationship with Melissa, I'm taking ads out. But then what would happen is Melissa and I would each would create a blog, and we instead of emailing each other, we would just go in and update the blog back and forth.
And then delete the last draft.
And who's going to look for that?
Right.
Hey, Megan, also in the voice disguiser.
Yeah, a major thing they need to watch out for is the best friend that they've never heard of. For instance, I'm going to Ann's house on Friday, and I'm staying the night, and then you end up staying with Ann on Saturday. And then the next Thursday you stay with Ann, and the next Friday you stay with Ann, and they've never met Ann, and Ann is actually the other man that you're cheating on them with.
So you create a whole new friend to cover for the boyfriend.
Have you done that?
Yes.
I assume her name was Ann.
Yeah, his name was Ann.
And how did you end up getting busted?
I ended up busting myself. The relationship with quote-unquote Ann developed into something much more than the relationship I was in, so I just came clean and got out, but he had no idea what was going on, none whatsoever.
Wow.
I find it interesting that all the calls we're getting are from women. Hey, Liza.
Guys are going to call themselves out, and you all have this weird guy code crap. Mm-hmm.
And plus, guys don't think of anything.
Like, they can't hide. They're not very good at it.
Hey, I'm going to call you Mel instead of Melissa. Hey, Liza, what's going on?
Hi. Hey. So, my husband, when we first got married, we still had a thing with his ex-girlfriend and had her under a fake name in his phone and was texting her. And I saw it because it was a guy's name, and he was, like, texting this guy, I love you, so. But it ended up being his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently I found out he had checked his email on my computer when we were on vacation and left it up. And then when I went to go use my computer, I found all these emails from the last year of our marriage that, you know, they've been having this thing. So he just forgetfully left his email up on my laptop.
You seem oddly in a good mood for someone who busted their husband cheating fairly recently.
I'm an extremely peppy person.
Ooh, crazy.
That was a crazy laugh.
Yeah, you say peppy, I hear crazy.
Right.
Are you guys still together?
We are getting divorced.
Okay.
Are you guys still living together?
Yes, I'm about to move out.
Okay. So is there any chance he can recover from this, or is he done?
We're just holding on to the friendship we have. I don't think I can. A year is a long time to be cheating on somebody.
Oh, my God,
I don't think
yes. I couldn't put up with that.
You're a better person than I am.
Oh, yeah, I would have been done a long time ago.
Yeah, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they're cheating on me for a year, there are no friendship left to hold on to.
No.
Yeah.
But she's puppy, Jeff.
We have a son, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, thanks for the call, Liza.
She's quite on camera.
Have a nice day.
Yep. Me too. Wow.
She's definitely going to kill him in a week. Hey, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Well, my ex wasn't that clever, but it fooled me for quite a while. He just used people that he actually worked with, and it would come up, Jeff so-and-so, and he'd say, oh, it's a work call. I got to go take it.
Mm-hmm. And I bet that's common.
Were they legitimate work people?
Yeah, it was a legitimate work person, but it wasn't that person. He would have Jeff would be actually the work person, but Jeff T was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing that would that I would be worried about with that is, like, let's say that I did that, and I'm like, oh, it's Wendy calling. I got to go take the call, right? Mm-hmm. And then so I go out and I have the conversation. I come back, and I was like, oh yeah, she's can't do traffic tomorrow, and just wanted to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So then next time.
She comes on and does traffic the next morning, Jessica's like,
Or what if they run into each other?
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, the other night when you called Jeff to ask him about the whatever, and Wendy's like,
what?
The other night I was in Texas visiting my family. What are you talking about? Like, guys are dumb. Hey, Shania.
Hi, how are you?
What's going
on?
How are
you guys?
Good.
I just want to let you know, I dated my ex for 15 months, and of those months, he cheated on me for 7 of those.
Okay.
And he used a cell phone, and he took it everywhere with him. He never let it out of his sight. He was always texting on it, and he wouldn't tell me who he was texting. And
And I'm a very trusting person, so I just kind of believed him that I was his guy friend, and it ended up being this girl that we worked with. So I would say if he's not letting you go through his phone, I mean, not go through his phone, but if he's not letting his phone out of his sight, mm-hmm. probably a red flag.
Yeah, if they don't put their phone down, even on the dresser, then that's a big clue.
I did have a weird experience when I was around someone fairly recently, around acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
We were all sitting at a table, and the wife asked the husband to use his phone, and he said she couldn't use it because he was waiting for an important call.
Ooh.
And she ended up having to use my phone to call. Like, she had left, she went to call and check her voicemail.
And she didn't have her phone.
She had
her?
Left her phone Ooh. At home, or battery died or something, and people were coming to meet them or something.
Because even if you're checking something, the phone will come through and you say, oh, well, here
right.
I am.
Right. You ever heard
back.
Of call waiting?
Right.
Oh.
And so when he didn't give her the phone, I was like, that's, there's something weird.
Red
about
flag.
That. Something shady.
Definitely.
About that. Hey, Taylor, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I have a friend that is having an affair right now. They work together, and the way that they hide it from everybody is the guy that she's having an affair with has a P.O. box.
Okay.
So all of his credit card bills that they use together and his other cell phone bills go to the P.O. box. So wow. the wife never gets any of the mail to show that he's got a second cell phone.
Now, how do you know about this?
Because I'm the really good friend.
To the guy?
No. The girl.
So she.
Oh,
got,
you're no. She's the friend of the girl that the guy has the relationship with.
Yes.
You're the other woman?
No, she's friends with the other woman.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's very sneaky, and it's surprising how they can come up with ways to cover their tracks.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, the P.O. Box thing, if she doesn't know about it, yeah. And if there's no bills coming to the house and she is not aware of the P.O. Box or doesn't have access to it, that, yeah.
The good thing that women, you have going for you, at least with guys, is guys will slip up. Guys are, one, not super bright, and two, kind of lazy. So something will happen eventually, for the most part. John Edwards did it.
Yeah.
He screwed up.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'd help a friend out in that situation.
Yeah, like you
no
should.
Way.
Yeah, you should feel
Sorry.
Bad if you're the good friend of the mistress.
It's the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.